Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Welcome to Rosecast, the number one Bachelor in Paradise recap podcast, hosted by a male and racial best friend duo.
I like a good Tuesday recording.
Oh my gosh.
I like it.
Love it. It's
half
early
in the week.
Half day Friday.
Feels good. Feels really good.
Paradise is coming to an end soon.
You half-ass it.
I mailed this in. This episode is completely
That's
mailed in.
That's what you do on a half day at school. You half-ass it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was playing on my phone during the episode.
I'm not doing anything. I'm
playing
not
Tetris
doing
on the TI-83.
You want me to pay attention for this half day? No chance. I'll see you tomorrow. Locked in.
Well, Monday. I'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Can't tell me to do anything. Paradise is coming to an end soon. AB, unless you have
what
any
does
other
that
like
mean?
Paradise. This is all for people who don't watch Paradise. Here's what happens. Everybody just kind of flounders around and hangs out for a while, and then someone goes, Paradise is coming to an end soon.
and then everyone gets more serious.
That's when everyone's like, wait a second. Engagement? The twins? Shanae and one of the twins are getting engaged? Is that the expectation? And the answer is yes. So that's Paradise.
Yep, that's Paradise.
Brittany and Tyler, their relationship is perfect. According to Brittany, Aaron and Genevieve, they've been fighting all week, but now their relationship is also perfect.
Rock solid.
Eliza is deciding between Justin and Rodney. I believe her decision was already made. This was news to me that it was still up in the air, but...
Who did you think at this point?
I felt based on her reaction to Justin coming down and how they talked on the date that it was over for Rodney.
Oh.
And then Kate and Hayden went on a bad date, but nobody knows that yet because they haven't returned.
Yep. That's where we're at.
So Kate and Logan come back, or Kate and Hayden, pardon me. She says Hayden on paper is exactly what she's looking for. And by on paper, she means
paper.
Paper.
She means straight paper. Stacks of paper. That's exactly what she means.
Other than that, the date was terrible, but...
Terrible. That was a terrible date. There was no spark. I didn't like him in general, but...
He was off-putting.
If we're talking about on paper, he has the paper, okay? Mm-hmm. He was off-putting. Yeah.
It was Logan, on the other hand... As we'll find out crudely and cruelly later, has no paper to speak of.
No paper.
When you're stacking it against Hayden, the $64,000 dog man.
tough episode for Logan. And his roommates. Imagine me and his roommates
and all his
back at home. They're all watching it together, just getting shit on.
I did not expect to catch any strays. But the thing about Logan is she might actually care for him.
Hmm.
Her one hang up at this point was the fact that he didn't challenge Hayden to a duel when she went on a date. So that's a big negative on Logan's resume.
Yep.
Kate and Logan by the water. What'd you make of this, AB? This discussion and resolution for the ages.
Kate says, Logan, for the ages, yep. Mm-hmm. Kate says, you seemed aloof. I expected more of an opinion on if you wanted me to go or not. This is back to the whole thing we talked about last week about whether whose responsibility it is to really do something about the when someone asked the significant other on a date. Kate says if you were feeling anything, you needed to say it. Logan says it's either your head or your heart. I went with my head. I've been on loads of dates, so I thought you deserved the same type of paradise. But his heart was telling him he didn't want her to go on a date.
This conversation struck me as oddly logical, AB.
Yeah, logical on
even
both parts,
I'd
say.
Not on like Team Kate in the way she reprimanded Logan for not, to use her words, pinning her down and telling her she couldn't go on the date in paradise.
Mm-hmm.
I got the feeling nobody was saying anything they didn't believe. They were just exchanging their ideas and coming to a compromise. I felt like Logan and Kate out of the blue were, handled this well.
Yeah, I'd say so. Then it starts pouring. Conspiracy Me says that was a rain machine. Was that a rain machine?
Yes. Yep.
I think it was a rain machine.
Truman Show.
That was a rain machine there.
And it was only over Logan.
We know.
Logan's hair was way more wet than Kate's hair.
We know they have a rain machine. They've used it before. We know they have that on deck.
What are you talking about?
They have a rain machine.
Yeah, I vaguely recall us saying that, but
what are you talking about?
But what are you referencing?
I'm not referencing anything. I think they were using a rain machine. They were playing it off as real rain. I don't think it was real rain. What am I saying?
I feel like at some point over the years of recapping this show, we have claimed that they've had a rain machine.
Yes, we have.
And I'm trying to remember what it was.
I don't remember what it was either. But this in particular, I think, I'm pretty sure they have a rain machine. I don't think it was a conspiracy back then. I think we came to the conclusion that they have a rain machine.
So you, all right.
And I think they used it here.
So you did the rain machine bit just now, which I thought, oh yeah, this is good. I like where AB's going.
Yeah. I really believe it.
And now you're telling me you really believe it, and now I really believe it. Now that you remind me that we know they are in possession of one.
It's a conspiracy theory, but I think
it was a rain machine, AB.
I think they have a rain machine that we've seen before, and I think they used it here.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
To great effect.
Great effect.
A great moment in the...
It was pouring.
Under the rain machine.
It looked just like The Notebook. That's what... If you... You throw this on...
I think it was a rain machine, maybe.
I think it was a rain machine.
I think it was a rain machine.
I started thinking it was a conspiracy. Now I just... It is a conspiracy, but I think I'm that way. Okay? I believe it. I believe that conspiracy.
I do too.
I wish I could remember where... If they have a rain machine, because I
need to know what scene we.
I think we've talked rain machines before, and I think we came to the conclusion that they have one, but I don't know if that was a conspiracy too.
I believe both instances. I stand with AB on this. Anyway, yeah, it was great.
They make out in the rain, Notebook style, in front of everyone. Hayden just came back from what he thought was a good date. Stunned to see this. Wow, they got the rain machine.
Now, why did they make out, AB?
Because Kate's here for the cameras and here for the wrong reasons, and she knows a good scene when she sees one. And
but storyline-wise,
as soon as they turn that rain on, Kate's going to go for Logan there. I can't think of anyone on this beach here for the wrong reasons more than her.
No question.
She's here for camera. She's here for lines.
Moments.
Selling sunset lines. She's here for moments.
Twists and turns storylines.
Once it starts raining, doesn't matter if it was Hayden or Logan down there.
Could it have been
anybody? We're having a Notebook scene.
Yep.
Period. And I don't blame her. I'm just saying that's what she's doing.
Storyline wise, though, for the record, she made out with Logan because Kate was sure he was the one for her. She's fresh off her day from Hayden.
Yep.
Wasn't feeling it. Logan said what she wanted to hear. Make out. I want to be with you.
Yep.
A mere 6 hours later.
Not even.
Logan feels good about Kate in the morning. So good that he can put in some FaceTime with the boys. Some of them might have something to worry about, not me.
And Kate, noticed Aaron in that pool. I would have taken a couple days off had that been me if I was Aaron.
Aaron, no pool.
Just a couple days without the pool, the football in the pool with the boys. Maybe just a couple days. Is that too much to ask?
Brush
Aaron?
Your relationship Please. To the brink.
Take Please. A break. You almost broke up. You said you kind of were falling in love with her. Maybe a couple days outside of the bro pool with the boys in the mornings. Like, or at least wait till the afternoons to have the bro time.
Spin zone, Genevieve wasn't ready for the day yet.
That could be. That could be. I wouldn't step in that pool. Like, I don't want Genevieve to come down and see me in the pool even. Mm-mm. That's risky. I'm out of the pool. I got her breakfast on deck. You know, have a seat right here. I got your breakfast.
This is the scene where Kate pretends like, that's how I'll phrase it, pretends like she's having second thoughts about Logan.
I'd say most things she does is pretending.
Yes.
Which is acting.
Yes. Acting.
Just a different word for acting. She's acting on the show.
Her and Shanae are friends now. That was news to me also. Feel like they were mortal enemies, or unless I'm making that up in my mind.
They were. Kate pulled her down at one That's point because right. her and Logan were. Shanae and Logan, you got to remember, were a yep. thing. And then Kate showed up. Kate stole Logan. Kate pulled Shanae
tried
and like
to
tried
thing.
To get into it. And yeah. Shanae's like, no, that's not me anymore. I don't do that. So now they're friends for no reason. Yeah.
This was Kate's whole, I make my own money. However, I want my man to be the breadwinner. And Hayden yep. is, I think, a landlord. So despite all his the uncomfortable things about his personality, she's pretending to maybe consider Hayden over Logan.
Yep.
After their memorable makeup.
She's talking about how little Logan makes. And then she's going around telling everyone this. Like, there's cutscenes of her talking to, and she's using the same lines. Yeah. lines that she obviously has Googled what's cool right now. She's using lines like my sister in Christ. She says that to three. Now, to be fair, every time she used it, the people were bursting out laughing at her lines. She had good lines, but they were clearly lines she looked up and decided she needed to use because they're what's hot right now.
Well, and that's just being a reality TV pot stirrer is yeah. you spray your scenes and
yeah,
they got to include something. Yeah.
But they included all of them, so it made her look bad. Yeah.
Or good, depending on what she's interested in.
The just the most party. Popular slogans that are available. Let's write them in a book, and I'm going to remember when to say say them when I'm on the beach.
Cocktail party, established couples montage to begin, mm-hmm. followed by Genevieve and Aaron. Classic Aaron.
You know Aaron.
Prank.
You know Aaron. Pranking with love. You know Aaron. That's what he loves to do.
He loves joking about it.
He loves even more than he loves Genevieve. The only thing he loves more, in fact, is joking about love.
Power rankings of things Aaron loves. Number one,
football
tricking
with
his partners. Yeah, tricking his partner that he doesn't love them when he does. And then he making them believe he cheated on them when he didn't. He loves
that. Yes, loves that.
Number
it's
two.
It's a tried and true joke.
Yep. Number two, pigskin with the boys, tossing the
in
football
the pool.
Around.
In the pool specifically.
I was going to separate pool to push Genevieve further down the list.
Okay,
rankings.
Football with the boys on land and in the pool. Yep. And then three is just pool hang sessions with the boys.
Competitions.
With the bros.
Jumping competitions.
Yeah, all sorts
of
nature. Competitions.
Who can
fun,
touch,
just fun.
Who can touch the thing hanging over.
Mm-hmm. Who can be underwater the longest? You know they're having those competitions. Come on.
You know they're doing that. And then probably his family and then maybe Genevieve. I don't know.
And then Genevieve.
She's
six or seven.
She's, yeah, six or seven. And that's so slight. He just loves those things.
No, he loves those things a lot. Not to say he doesn't love Genevieve, too.
Kate deciding between Hayden and Logan.
Genevieve fell for it, by the way.
Of course.
I love these two.
They're a match. They're a match.
They're volatile.
They're perfect for each other. Yeah.
I wrote here Mr. and Mrs. Smith vibes from these two.
Boy, that's a great
explosive.
Film. I love that movie.
Am I thinking of that film right? Those two are explosive together, but still love each other?
Well, spoiler alert for Mr. and Mrs. Smith from 2005.
If you haven't watched Mr. and Mrs. Smith, please fast forward 2 minutes.
30 seconds. They were both on spies.
Yes.
And they didn't, I think they didn't know that each other were spies. Yeah, and they were working for warring factions,
right?
I suppose. And then
they still loved each other.
Then they found out, well, yeah, they're married.
Yeah.
But they had this big secret.
Both of them.
Yeah. But then they found out, I believe, and there was a great scene when they have a shootout.
Yeah, I remember that. That's
home.
The scene I'm thinking of. That scene is what
scene.
I was thinking of when I thought of Aaron and Genevieve. It's always
what
like
happened
a shootout.
At the end of that scene, AB?
I don't fully remember. Did
I don't
they kiss?
Either, but I feel like they made out and stuff.
I feel like they got back together.
And that's Aaron and Genevieve, exactly.
That's why I wasn't sure if that analogy worked or not, but I think it does.
We made it work. Kate and Hayden.
Kate says that Logan had a chance to sweep her off her feet today. This is the next day after the notebook. And she says he didn't do it.
I feel like the notebook moment. Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that like at least that was yesterday.
He deserves a break from feet sweeping.
That was 8 hours ago. Do I really need to sweep you off your feet today? That was a magical moment. That's a couple day, no need to sweep me off my feet scenario.
If every day you're swept off your feet.
It's no longer
no your days. You're swept off your feet.
You're no longer ever on your feet. Okay.
Agreed. Kate tells Hayden, because she's giving us something to pay attention to in the cocktail party. Mm-hmm. She had a blast with them. It's such a cool way to get to know each other. I found it surprising that on the night where she has a Kate gives a gift to Hayden, the tennis ball for Rambo.
Let me get some time on camera tonight. What do I have as I'm walking out of my room that I can get? What do I see in eyesight as I'm walking out that I can grab and give
as
a
white
gift?
Elephant gift.
What is that? It's just a tennis ball.
And since he was the only other one in the exchange, she tossed it and made him go get it like a dog.
I know, she threw it too far, in my opinion. It rolled all the way into the water. Yeah, I felt embarrassed for Hayden. Just truly embarrassing. The gift was trash. He had to go fetch it. He has no dignity for Hayden. Gets his shoes all wet. He had to trot out there and grab it in the water. Yeah.
What'd you make of Rodney and Eliza's discussion before the rose ceremony?
This is what's so messed up about the whole conversation we had last week. Rodney finds himself apologizing because Eliza went on a date and is in a love triangle that he didn't have any. He has nothing to do with it. Now, for some reason, he's apologizing, saying we're going to get through this. I won't put you through this again, says Rodney. It's like, what the fuck are we talking about? Rodney didn't put her through anything. This is, and I don't think Eliza did anything either, but if anyone's apologizing for what they're currently going through, this love triangle, it is Eliza, not Rodney. What are we doing here?
If either of them are guilty of anything, I think Eliza would be guilty of making Rodney feel insufficient when that, I think, was unfounded.
Yeah.
Justin and Eliza, not a lot of conversation here, other than Eliza giggling and kissing Justin.
Mm-hmm.
While Rodney maybe can see, and definitely while he's telling everybody he can't wait to introduce Eliza to his mom.
Yeah.
Tough scene.
Yep. Well, we didn't mention this, but Justin had a nice little setup for her, a little beers and bears situation. Had a big beers, big box of gummy bears. Okay? Haribos.
Well, he'll be able to eat those on the plane ride home. Rose ceremony. Roses are as follows: Genevieve to Aaron, Jasenia to Andrew, Brittany to Tyler, Victoria to Johnny, the King of Paradise, Danielle to Michael, Serene to Brandon, Florence to Justin, and parentheses twin.
Forgot who Justin was when she said that. I had no clue.
He was the one with either the gold or the silver chain. Little twin guy.
Little twin joke.
Little twin humor.
Little twin humor. Didn't have a lot of twins. We got to get them in there.
I know. I know. Well, I hope they both propose. And they do a switcheroo. That's what I really hope. That's the ideal scenario.
Yes, yes. 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 A gag proposal.
We need a gag proposal.
A gag proposal where they both propose, not for real, because obviously their relationship is not going to be there, but just a joke. Everyone has a good laugh after.
No, a real proposal.
Oh, you want a real proposal?
Yeah, and I want and someone to accept from the wrong person. Shanae from Shanae to Joey, then Kate to Logan, before presenting him with a rose, she made sure to remind him that at present, Logan, as currently constructed, is inadequate for her. And he has to meekly accept the rose.
Humiliating.
Humiliating.
Humiliating. But I need more. Can you give that to me? She makes him answer a question. He's like, yeah, I don't really know what you're talking about, but
Logan is unaware at this moment that she's been telling everybody.
She's been roasting him.
Sad.
She's been telling everyone all day.
Sad. Sad. Eliza to Rodney. Perhaps the longest, most drawn out delivery in Paradise history.
Mm-hmm. As it should be.
Justin sent home twice in the span of like a week. No roses were Justin, Jacob, Hayden, and Alex. You don't see this often. Eliza pulled Justin. Now, for a moment, I was hoping maybe, you know, they left the ceremony room. I was hoping maybe they'd give her another rose. Like, she'd come back with a rose. Justin would go back and stand with them, and then she'd do the
whole
thing again.
Wouldn't that be something?
Wouldn't that be something? Anyway, what'd you make of their little breakup talk by the car?
Justin handles it great. Wishes her good luck. Leaves in the Tahoe.
Justin tearing up in the car.
Justin tearing up. Eliza more than tearing up, I'd say. After
I'd say
they
crying, yeah.
After they leave, well, in between there, Genevieve at the rose ceremony is mouthing to everyone, thank fucking God, or something like that. Because Justin, their ex that she has been also hating on for weeks, is going home. But anyways, Eliza finds Rodney, or maybe Rodney found Eliza, actually. They share a hug. She's crying. I wrote here, Rim, I see some regret in her eyes.
Oof.
I didn't see relief. This should have been relief. The triangle is over. I've completed the breakup. Now it's smooth sailing. That's not what I got from her eyes. I felt some regret.
That's not what I got from her eyes either. Also, that's not what I got from the music cue, which
music
shifted dramatically when they hugged.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The next day, Michael and Danielle get a date card. Two people who just really needed it. That was a joke. What'd you make of Michael and Danielle's date?
I think they did. I didn't find that.
They've been on a date.
I thought they needed another one. We needed another one.
What'd you think of their date?
I'm not tired of that relationship like I'm tired of some of the other solid relationships. I'm okay watching another date. Give me a couple more dates, in fact.
Well, Paradise
they have
is
a
coming
lot to talk
end.
About. Is she going to meet his kid? Are we going to fly him or her out to Paradise?
I don't think we're going to find out if she's going to meet his kid. He hasn't mentioned his kid.
Okay.
What'd you make of their date with Wells tagging along so he could compare them to him and Sarah Hyland, who are married? What'd you make of that?
That's fun. I always like a good Wells gag. He's doing the whole meeting him at different spots on the donkey. Good gag. I enjoyed it. Gave him a couple things. They're riding horses around the city, and then he's finding shortcuts and stuff and beating them to different spots and then giving them different stuff. So he's giving them like chocolate bananas, hats, beers, all sorts of stuff. It's just fun. Just fun.
Wells has range.
He does.
He can do the gags and then he can do the like, let's get serious for a minute.
Actually,
love is a big deal.
Let me tie up the donkey over here that I rode here with, this hilarious donkey, and let me sit down and have a chat with you guys.
Anything on their chat after Wells left? We're talking like, hey, maybe we'll come back. And
Do you think they're on the same page, AB? I mean, it seems like Michael is saying things that are just kind of like what you're supposed to say, or do you think, and Danielle is kind of like, Danielle seems more hesitant.
Oh, you think Michael is further along?
I think Michael is projecting that he's further along than he probably really is.
See, I'm concerned Michael's not ready.
Well, if what he said earlier in the season is to be believed, which I don't think it is, he's not ready yet, yeah. What's your assessment of where they're at?
They're talking about the future, but I don't know if it's real future. They're talking about future trips and stuff. I don't know. I need more substance on the future talk for me to really think that they're both in the place where they actually want to get engaged or married on this show.
It doesn't strike me as a whirlwind. Maybe that's due to their grizzled vets in the Bachelor in Love game. But the people who get engaged on this show, Aaron and Genevieve types, Brendan and Serene types, have a feeling about them that makes it kind of believable in the fairy tale idea.
These guys aren't swept up. Maybe they're just not the swept off their feet types.
They might not be, but I'm being conditioned to expect that from engaged couples on this show.
Yeah, sure.
All right, let's take a quick break.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Back at the beach, Rodney flying high. Eliza's his future. People think they're about to get engaged. He is swept up. Cut to Eliza crying in bed.
Wakes up crying.
Like, what? Didn't even have time to think. Was just crying in her sleep and awakened to tears on her face.
She had a dream about her being with Rodney forever and woke up crying. It's as simple as that.
What did you make of Eliza and Rodney's chat? Her bags are packed.
She's going home. She's tearing up already. Interesting point from her. I felt so much pressure, and I felt like I was influenced a little bit by how much everyone loves you, which is a good point. Rodney's he's everyone's favorite on the beach. You don't want to be the one that breaks Rodney's heart. If you have a decision to make between Rodney and another guy, it's much easier to just choose Rodney there instead of being the pariah on the beach.
Pariah. She might think
which
that
she'd be.
Choosing Justin, maybe people wouldn't, be upset with her about it, maybe not, at least to her face, but it wouldn't be...
No one would be cheering.
I mean, people were celebrating Rodney and his relationship with Eliza as if it were a team effort. Look what we accomplished. That your future is set now. And if she chose Justin, I mean, who knows what Genevieve's going to do to her food?
I think you almost need to leave if you pick Justin.
I think you need to leave if you pick Justin.
You probably need to leave. The group is going to hate that decision. I understand what she's saying.
I buy
Absolutely.
That line of reasoning.
Absolutely.
I believed it.
Hell, I would have picked Rodney. We're getting close to the end. I'll just pick Rodney.
Play it safe.
I don't want to ruin the rest of my time here. What, are her and Justin going to canoodle there?
No.
And people are going to be cheering for
him? People are not going to be cheering for that.
People are going to hate that.
They're going to say, I'm so glad you found someone.
No.
Da, da, da.
They're not going to mean it.
They're going to
keep their distance. In the back of their head, they're going to be thinking, man, she broke Rodney's heart.
Paradise is clicky.
Absolutely.
This is
clicky.
A big click. Mostly people all seem to be in a huge click, a pro-Rodney click.
The leader of that clique is Rodney. The one thing everyone can agree on.
Yeah. The day-to-day fun.
The whole thing that's holding it all together.
Yes.
Rodney.
Glue guy. Glue guy Rodney.
Glue guy.
Anyway, they break up. Eliza lets him down. She tells him what she was thinking, her reasoning.
Yeah. All fair reasoning. Doesn't make it feel any better for Rodney or me.
Rodney was showing off some chops here, AB.
He really was,
He was showing some chops.
He really was. It made me think, what are we doing here with the Bachelor situation? What are we doing here? Yeah. We have a ready-made, charismatic force of this show. And we went with a freaking statue.
We? Okay. you know, I don't know the timing. I agree. They could have just not announced it. It would have been obvious, but who cares? If they had gone with Rodney, let's say, and they'd have been filming while this was airing, they could have not announced it at the end of the Bachelorette season and started airing Rodney's season in January. I don't think they like to wait that long to announce. I don't know. And he's still an option going forward. I don't know.
They could have just...
You can't announce it before this any of this Paradise stuff airs. And that we're going on 6 weeks of Paradise now.
True.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I mean, he would have been a pretty good Bachelor.
Yeah.
Anyway, when I say he was showing off some chops, some dramatic look-arounds and pauses. And so is it him? Yeah, right. Of course it's him. It's the other guy. That's why she woke up crying and doesn't want to be with you anymore. It's obviously Justin.
He says, my heart's broken. I'm embarrassed. That's where we're at. And then they all go big group hug around Rodney. All love for Rodney.
Yeah, this is after he trudged up to the lunchroom.
Yeah, he went up
to comfort his adoring fans.
Yeah.
whose hearts were shattered worse than his was, it seemed.
A lesser man would have just left. Not big Rodney.
Oh.
He's going to go up there, face the music. Also, make a last shot at The Bachelor.
Yeah. It's easy to face the music when the music is the best song you've ever heard. And that's what this group of people provided him.
Brandon with a good quote. It's astonishing that everyone fell in love with Rodney on this beach except for the one girl he wanted. Wow.
Brandon said it best.
Rolled my eyes at Kate a little bit. She said, that broke me. I've been crying all day. Listen, Kate, you just got here. You're not one of the OGs.
They showed a lot of pre-breakup. Rodney and Kate interactions to establish that she and him got along. And it's easy to get along with Rodney. I understand where you're coming from, but I genuinely think even the villains on the beach were close.
I don't think she's been there long enough.
Yeah.
This is an OG's exclusive hug, actually.
AB gatekeeping friendship with Rodney.
Please mosey out of there. There are tiers of Rodney friendship. You're not the highest tier yet, okay? And then, frankly, I don't believe you that you were crying that much. I don't believe it.
Oh, you think Kate might have embellished something?
Yeah, I think she might have been embellishing her
storyline.
I think she might have been embellishing how much this hurt her. I really do.
Victoria, Kate, and so Rodney leaves. And in the Tahoe...
I mean,
chops.
Like, Brandon and Serena are bawling.
And I can
that's
see.
That's real.
Yeah, and Brandon's known Rodney for a long time.
Andrew is devastated sitting there. He's devastated. Kate was acting like she's on the same level there. It's just not. That's not the case. Sorry.
Rodney in the Tahoe chops.
Yep.
Why me? Why me?
I mean, chops.
Eliza has a happy ending, though.
No.
Or at least it was granted the opportunity for a happy ending.
No. Nope.
So Victoria, Kate, and Brittany go and comfort her. She says, you know, I couldn't have made that choice. It was impossible. They're like, yeah, it was impossible. Even though yesterday they were all kind of like nudging her towards Rodney, we believe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You got to follow your heart, AB. That's the thing.
Yeah, you do. You really do.
What'd you make of her going to get Justin in Baltimore before he showered?
I wrote here... Listen, nobody wants to see this. I'm sorry.
You have to do it, though.
I know you do, but I like Eliza and I like Justin, but my love for Rodney supersedes any of this, so I don't want to see it. I don't want to see this. Okay?
I understand that, but they have to. You have to say, you have to tie she's that up in a bow.
Find him. Yeah, she's got to go find him.
Also, like...
Why didn't she just have him come back to the beach?
Like, Justin was in his room. He left very recently.
Yeah, you could have just
it was
yesterday. He hasn't flown out yet. Just go get him at the airport. They should have done an airport. Running airport.
Oh,
catch
yeah.
Catch him at the gate scenario. That's what they should have done. I don't need to see them all the way back in Maryland or wherever they are.
With Justin's girlfriend in the back. He's any predictions on how that's going to play out? The previews looked like tension.
Oh, you think? No, I think that they'll be together. I assume.
Okay, you didn't see the previews.
I didn't see the previews. I assume they're together though. What's the tension?
Justin
someone else
was kind of like, "What the fuck are you doing here?" It may be a little. I've moved on.
Hmm. I wonder how long. I wonder the time frame. I wonder when that occurred. A couple weeks, a couple days, a month.
I don't know.
When did she go see him?
Anything else on
the
episode, AB?
Don't care about that. Don't care.
Anything else on the episode, AB?
No. The beach got worse this episode.
Yeah. We'll be able to make it through. There's paradise is coming to an end. Okay, last week's mailbag question was, what do you think of Kate and Eliza objecting to their partners not, quote, fighting for them? Got some interesting responses here, as well as another controversy for Rim and AB.
Oh, what do we do?
Well, when we put our conspiracy corner hats on, we get actually'd.
What did we do last time? I don't remember.
You'll find out, AB. Julie says, I generally like Eliza, but she's 100% in the wrong here. Rodney was very clear about his feelings for Eliza during their conversation. He was just being mature and respectful. Eliza seemed like she was asking him to have an immature, patriarchal reaction. I feel somewhat similarly about Logan versus Kate, although Logan was more blasé about the whole thing, which I think is just a testament to the difference between the strength of the two couples' relationships. Thank you, Julie.
The thing about Logan was Hayden asked Kate, and she's like, yeah, I'll go. It's like, what am I going to do at that point? She didn't. I'm not going
to
stop her.
She wanted to be pinned, AB.
Yeah, I don't know what she's going
to
do there.
She wanted Logan to go, no, you damn well won't, and then like go and shove Hayden. That's what she wanted. This is from Laura. Laura says, I agree with you. The women are playing games. If you're using the word test in your relationship, that's a red flag that something isn't right. Even when Eliza said, I just wanted you to tell me not to go, and Rodney said, I don't want you to go, she still wasn't happy because there was a but after the statement.
Yep.
Kate is just Kate, eye roll emoji. I fast-forwarded segments of the show for the first time ever in 9 years of watching. One was Jacob and Shanae brushing their teeth because ew, two was that boring-ass rose ceremony, and three was Kate and Hayden's date because I can't stand either of them. Laura ends it on a positive note. She says, Aaron and Genevieve are the best, and I know this because Genevieve was just annoying when she was with Justin. I wanted her off my screen. Now they were the best part of this episode. I was enraptured with their communication. It's the only part of this season that hasn't felt fake or forced. Thank you, Laura. Abby says, I'm 1,000% Team Rodney and Logan. Eliza and Kate infuriated me because they seemed so manipulative. They were totally in the wrong and just trying to play games. Yuck. 2! I hope they move on because Rodney and Logan deserve so much better. My friend and I watched together and we were both livid. Thank you, Abby. Lauren from Rhode Island, 2. I agree that the ladies are at fault for the things that happened. If they really cared about the men they were with, they wouldn't have tested them by going on the dates. 2, the tortillas were definitely blankets and not real.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, I did see that.
Speaking from experience, I have a blanket that looks exactly like a tortilla.
Well, I'll be damned.
Got a few comments about the tortillas, AB.
Yep.
People saying, I have a blanket that looks like a tortilla, or, you know, that can't believe you guys thought that tortilla was real, things of that nature. I'm here to tell you right now, I still think that was a real tortilla. The way it stretched and moved.
Rim?
You can't convince me otherwise.
I saw the Facebook group was going wild about the tortilla blankets. I got a tortilla blanket. Tons of people saying they got tortilla blankets.
Congrats.
That's cool.
Good for you.
I don't believe you that yours moves like that. I don't think yours moves like that. I think yours looks like a blanket if it moves. Mm-hmm. That one moved like a tortilla would move.
That was dough.
Just because there a tortilla blanket exists doesn't mean that is one.
I agree.
Okay. I'm with you, 100%. That was my first thought, too.
And, you know, with the,
I wanted
with the
to go back
chain,
and watch they... it. I wanted to go back and watch it and see, you know, check it out again.
I don't
forgot.
Want to because I don't want to. Yeah, I don't
no,
want
I'm
to.
No, I'm just going
to
stand strong.
Yeah. I have fake apples. Doesn't mean those apples were fake. I have fake fruits. Where are we at?
So we hear you, but...
Agree to disagree.
Agree to disagree on the tortilla blankets.
Real tortilla, sorry. Some other text, 917 area code says, maybe this is an unpopular opinion, but Brandon and Serene give me the ick.
Ick?
I'm happy for them, but I'd love to never see them again. They remind me of
sure.
two high schoolers who are convinced they're soulmates.
Yeah,
I feel like they won't last, TBH. Thank you, 917.
Now, hold up. That last part, you lost me there. I think they're annoying, and I don't care to see them. Yes. But they're going to make it. Those kids are going to make it.
Okay? What makes you think that?
Brandon loves so hard that
okay.
it's impossible.
Okay.
It's impossible not to want to be loved by Brandon. I don't know.
Okay. Do you think they're going to make it, or do you just want them to make it, AB? Because
I want
it's,
them
feels
to make
better
it.
If they make it, yeah.
I think
they probably will.
As good a chance as anyone to make it from this show, as long as real life doesn't get in the way once they leave. I don't know their situations, like who lives where and what that situation is, but yeah, as good as anyone
I think
else.
I think the bachelor couples... My standard for making it is not Sean and Catherine. It's lasting a while and being together even without the spotlight. So if they are together a year from now and it doesn't seem
positive.
To be because they're like going on the show, they're, you know.
Yeah.
That is making it to me. And then maybe they'll break up after that. That's my opinion. So yeah, I think they'll make it.
I'm with you.
281 area code. I'm a dentist and just wanted to chime in that charcoal toothpaste is not good for your teeth and to not use it.
Mm.
It micro-abrades your enamel, making it appear more bright, but it wears away the enamel that you can't get back.
Oh, wow.
If you want wider teeth, use over-the-counter Stryos toothpaste or go to a dentist for an in-house whitening, but don't use charcoal. Elaine, also dentist, says the American Dental Association cautions against the use of charcoal toothpaste products because they are more abrasive than normal toothpaste. It only whitens teeth because it acts as sandpaper on your teeth to remove surface stains and over time can wear down the enamel of the teeth. The best, most effective way to whiten your teeth is with a good old-fashioned hydrogen peroxide gel from your local pharmacy or dental office. So don't do it, AB. Don't fall for the flashy gimmick.
I was considering. The sandpaper on my teeth has turned me off.
No.
That doesn't sound good.
What's next week's mailbag question, AB? Thank you to everyone who texted in, 773-234-7794.
I don't have a good one right now. I just want to know who's going to make it. Who you think's going to make it?
Okay.
Out of these crazy kids on this beach. Anyone? Couple people?
Who, in addition to Brandon and Serene, do you
expect
to make
it? That doesn't mean engaged. That doesn't mean engaged.
Yeah, define your make it.
Who's going to make it out of this show and stay together for at least 3 months?
I'd say six.
6 months,
because 3 months is now. 3 months is, they're together at this moment.
Let's go half a year. Who's going to make it a half a year after the show stops airing? Who's, or, well, we could, it could be who's still together at the you know...
That's what I'm saying. I think that's just 3 months since they stopped filming.
Yeah, that's fine. So who's together still when they're doing the reunion?
I don't think that counts. I think we should raise the bar a little bit and have it be three months from
okay.
the reunion.
Who's going to make it 3 months after the reunion? Six
that's
months
our
total.
Version of making it.
Yeah, that's making it. Yeah.
773-234-7794. Who do you think, AB, besides Brandon and Serene?
I think Michael and Danielle. I think Brandon and Serene. And
the real wild card is Genevieve and Aaron.
Well, I was thinking Brittany and what's his name too?
Oh, Tyler.
I was thinking maybe something's there. We just haven't seen a lot yet.
Yeah.
I kind of like those two together.
What about Genevieve and Aaron? We need your thoughts on if they're going to make it, AB.
I don't think Brittany and Tyler will make it because of the Jersey Shore thing, the carnival. Carnival thing. Carnival thing is going to be a real hang up for Brittany. Okay. Genevieve and Aaron, I think we'll make it.
Yeah.
No, I don't mean that. No. They're not going to make
it. It's a wild. Who knows?
Eventually, when you fight that much, you're going to have a blow up fight where things are said that
might
neither side really
road,
means.
Though.
It could be down the road. But you never, if I'm a betting man, I just can't bet on the side of that volatile of a couple. Anything could spark either of them off. And neither of them seem all that interested in apologizing. They almost
broke up.
She
did pack her bags because he wanted to play in the pool.
Yes, she packed her bags. And then Aaron handled it horribly. He didn't realize the gravity of the situation. So that could happen outside of the show very easily. So I'm going to say no, they're not going to make it. I'm rooting for them, though. I'm rooting for them more than anybody.
7-7. Well, they need it. 773-234-7794.
I want them to come to the beach next year together and break up on the beach and then pursue other relationships on the beach after a year of dating outside of the show. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes. You want them to come?
I want them to
together,
come still in the relationship.
Perhaps
a year later.
Yep. And then
perhaps engaged.
Day one or day two, they break up and then
one of them is asked
on a date and then they go. The other one stews on the beach, probably Aaron, and then they have to either get back together at a rose ceremony or go a few rose ceremonies without being together, only to end up back together again and get engaged for a second time.
Yes, that's what I want.
Yeah. 773-234-7794.
Or a reality TV show. I could be talking to a Genevieve and Aaron reality TV show. James as like the, you know, also starring James at the end or whatever.
He's like the rap himself to... Aaron's Bam Margera. That show would just be Viva La Bam, just Aaron and the boys. Okay, where are we at? The Rose League scoring update. We have a solo winner. But first I want to highlight the player that got 22nd, tied for 22nd overall, Team Rim. Team Rim and Team Marty McFly.
Shout out
to those two players for racking up 142 points. Very well done.
Wow.
Congrats.
Good job. Big shout out.
22nd out of 504. Nothing.
That's good.
Upper quartile of the top quartile, as Jim Irsay would say. The winner
the
of...
The only... What place?
22nd.
You have to think 19 or 20 people ahead of you are cheating. You're basically in second.
I didn't want to say it. Yeah.
You're basically in second. Or first. Might be first. That's the hell of it.
Well, the first place finisher was... Interesting. Maybe a person who's on the beach. Team Eliza.
Okay.
CC.
Okay.
Interesting. Team Eliza.
That's
CC.
Interesting.
Congrats on your win. Send us a message and we'll get you a sticker.
Wow.
Interesting. 167 points.
That's interesting. It's like they had a little inside knowledge on what may happen.
We'll never know. We'll never know. Thank you, everyone, for playing. We only have a couple more episodes of that on the Rose League app. Okay, B. Do we have a big pyramid update? I mean, no one knew?
No changes. No update.
No changes.
There's no changes. Nope. No one added. No one really moved. There's nowhere to move them.
That's a disappointment, but understandable.
Not going to force it. I'm not going to move people around. Just to move people around. That's not what this is about, folks.
No.
When there's movements that need to be made, they'll be made. Those haven't happened.
AB's Paradise Pyramid is an institution of great renown.
Yeah.
And doesn't do fly-by-night or
No.
Go whichever way the winds are blowing.
Mm-mm. Right. No. No.
Okay, well, that's all I have then.
Exact same.
Anything else?
I don't think so.
All right. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next week. We'll be right back.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.